Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you. This is Thunder and Lightning Live post-game, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and, of course, Stones Jewelers. It may never be more apropos than it's about to be right now. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Guys, I mean, what can I say? Final score, 43-29. Mississippi State falls in the Duke's Mayo Bowl to Wake Forest. That is, of course, the least of Mississippi State's concerns, as we all saw there at the end. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an orthopedic surgeon. I don't even play one on TV. But what looked like a devastating injury to Kamario Taylor in garbage time after it was all decided, and the kind of injury that looks like one that's going to keep him out for some time. We'll just say it like that. And as it is, not only was this season a complete disaster, but now if he's out, I don't know what you're going to do, because my goodness, you got to have to completely rethink the way you were planning on attacking the portal. If he's not going to be able to play, you know, deep into next season, whatever money you had earmarked for offensive line and for defensive line, now you got to go spend a big chunk of that on a quarterback. I will tell you, never mind recapping the game. That's irrelevant at this point. My first thought is you've got to convince Luke Krummenhawk to stay. And I wasn't particularly impressed by Krummenhawk by any stretch of the imagination. But you gotta keep somebody here. You can't go into next season without somebody who's been here. You're gonna have to bite that bullet and tell him, you know, we need you to stay, and you're probably gonna be the starting quarterback for Mississippi State. I mean, I saw enough that made me think that he could at least be serviceable. And you know, serviceable is probably not gonna save Jeff Lebby's job, but that's where you're probably gonna have to start. My other thought is, where I was planning on going with this, where my thought process was going to be, was before the injury, my thought was this: you know, if you want to look ahead to next season and what Mississippi State could be, they got to go out in the portal and go get 4 or 5 offensive linemen that aren't just, you know, average. They got to get 4 or 5 guys that can start at other SEC schools. And that's going to be really hard. That's going to be really expensive. Then you got to go out and get 3 or 4 defensive linemen. It's like Jason Gossett has been $3 to $5 million in the O-line. Yeah, I mean, that's the minimum you're going to do. And then you got to do the same thing on the defensive line. And then you've got to get guys – again, you can't just get guys that can play here. You got to get guys that can play at other schools. I got to have guys that can – other SEC schools can go out and want to – you know, those guys can play at those schools. How many other schools would Flapjack Owens play at? None. The answer is none. They would not start at another SEC school. But he starts here. So on and so forth. And then even if you get those guys – you still have to let them be coached by this coaching staff. Now, I think defensively they'll be better next year because of Zach Arnett. He is a better defensive coach than what State has right now. But offensively, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and look you in the eye and tell you I think Phil Loadhold, if you gave him a group of potential all-SEC candidates, that he would coach them up. I don't think that at all. This right now, guys, this is the lowest it's been in quite some time. And, of course, you know, we all know what happened last night and where that's going. This is bad. You had one glimmer of hope going into next season, and that is that you were going to have this potential all-SEC quarterback, and now you don't have him. Now it doesn't look like you're going to have him. I don't know, guys. This is as bad as it could possibly be for Mississippi State right now. It literally could not be worse. And this is a good point here. You know, somebody says, I wouldn't be more surprised. I'm not going to say your name because it's just weird. But it wouldn't be surprised if more people leave depending on Camario's injury. That's a good point. If you find out, hey, he's going to be out for next season, you're Fluff Bothwell, you're Anthony Evans, are you going to stick around? I mean, I can't fault them if they say, no, I don't want to be part of that. I just don't know, man. I look at this, and I look at this situation, and I look at, you know, where Mississippi State is right now, and I'm going to go back to where I was. I think I said it after the Missouri game. I think you got 12 more games, and that's probably being generous. You know, there's I don't know when State's bye week is off the top of my head, but that's where you're going to be, and there's no getting around that. That's just a fact right now, that there's no optimism around that. There's no reason to be optimistic for Mississippi State football if indeed there's going to be an extended time away for Camario Taylor. You know, somebody says Fluff looked terrible. I was thinking that in the first half, I was like, we came into this game saying, you know, if Gaten looks okay, you need to go get another running back. You just let those two run it. I'm thinking you need to go get another running back anyway to compete with Fluff. He does not look like an SEC running back since his injury. He has not been good. Now, part of that is this offensive line, which, gosh almighty, that is the worst offensive line I could ever remember seeing at Mississippi State. It is so, so brutally bad. And, you know, I get that that's part of the problem. My goodness. I just don't know how you go this route. I don't know. And something that I thought about, if you recall a season ago, the offensive line got better as the season went along. Like by the end of the year, the offensive line, they were able to run the football. They protected Van Buren better. They were better. And they've just gotten worse every single game this year. And guys, I don't know how old you are. You know, as you know, I just turned 50. But this is kind of, I feel like right now, if YouTube and social media and stuff had existed, this is where our grandfathers would have been, you know, when Ole Miss was at the peak of their time and Mississippi State was at its worst days ever. That's where we are right now. That's where Mississippi State is. And gosh, it is going to be a heck of a hard job to pull out of it. And then the best case scenario you had, the best thing you had going for you got taken away from us tonight. And that's Taylor's injury. That is if you were to do a script of, you know, how bad can we make it for him, I don't know that it could be much worse than this. This is a really, really bad decision. Mississippi State is George Costanza. Every decision I have ever made has been wrong. Therefore, if you the opposite decision, how Mississippi State was this game? Where is Crystal Method? Where is he? Because, buddy, let me tell you, Brandon Walker's texting me. Let's see what B-Dubs has got to say. Yeah, he says, at this point, this is just bizarre. It really is. This is, I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of you, late June 2021, you did make that deal with the devil. I don't care what happens after this. if we win this game, this is what's happened. This is what's happened. Really, really tough scenario for Mississippi State. And we're not going to know anything about Taylor's injury until much later. You know, we're not going to find out tonight. Obviously, we're not going to be like that. Brian, is the NIL budget the main problem that's hurting us? No. That's not the issue. It was the issue maybe 3 years ago. It's not the issue now. It's the coach. Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't. If you are a person that believes in Jeff Lebby, and looking at this chat, guys, I don't think there's a lot of you. But if you are a person that does it, you're doing it because you want to be positive. You're not doing it because of you can't provide me any evidence, any proof that this is going to turn around. He's 7-18. So if he goes 8-4, and or I guess let's be super, super generous. And he goes 9-4 the next 2 years, he's still three games under 500 going into year five. I just don't see it, guys. I don't know. And I don't know, you know, I don't have a lot of answers for you. You know, this game was going to be like this show was going to be kind of down anyway, because they didn't play well. You know, and they came back into the game. They got back into it. And you thought maybe, you know, they could do something. But when they lost, this was just going to be a tough show. But goodness, the injury just puts, you know, my cousin John says, when KT out will be 3-9, maybe. I'll be honest with you, watching this game and thinking about it, like, I don't think that they're going to have, I mean, I'm sure they'll be okay in the portal, but I don't think they're going to get everything they need. And I was thinking, it's like, maybe four? Yeah, maybe four wins? I don't know. I don't see it. I like I said, I think you got 12 more games at best. Throw a bag at Charlie Weiss to keep him from LSU to be the head coach? We're going to do this again? We're going to go with another head coach who's never been a head coach? You can't go that route. You can't go that route. If he goes 8-4, what the hell does it matter to these three games under 500? Well, that's my point. He's not going to go 8-4. I mean, I think we all can agree on that, can we not? How many losses in the next year before Levy's let go? Let me look at the schedule. Let me look it up. So next year should be okay. Week one playing. That's this year. I'm sorry. Playing ULM, should be able to win that game at home at Minnesota. I mean, are we really? It's PJ Fleck versus Jeff Lebby. Minnesota's a good team at home. I mean, it's at best it's a toss up, but Minnesota is probably going to be favored in that game. Especially again, right now we're operating under the guise of Kamario Taylor will not be here next year. With him, maybe they can win. Without him, no. At South Carolina, probably not. Missouri at home with Austin Simmons running the show there. I don't know how that's going to go. But I mean, you're not going to be favored in that game. Certainly not favored against Alabama. Certainly not favored at LSU. Certainly not favored against Oklahoma. Certainly not favored at Texas. I don't know what Vanderbilt's going to be post-Pavia, but they're bringing in a five-star who's the number one or two quarterback in the country. Auburn, I don't know what Auburn's going to be this year. They've lost so many players, but we'll see. You beat Tennessee Tech, and then you're at Ole Miss. I mean, guys, There's not a lot of optimism to be found here. There just isn't. So if you're saying, you know, when could you get rid of him? The off week is October the 10th. If you're 1-4, you could do that. You could do that. Someone says, please tell me Kamario is okay. How am I supposed to do that, man? I'm not a doctor. I'm not in there with him. Come on, guys. Let's be a little smarter than that. How am I supposed to tell you that? Oh, man. This is a can we get Zach Selman on Thunder? I was hoping to get him on in the next few weeks. I didn't want to talk about this, though. I was kind of hoping to talk about some of the big picture stuff going on at Mississippi State. But I don't know. We can't get a good sitting head coach. Why would they come here? Money? You just got to put a big boy offer out there. You got to say, okay, we're going to offer a good head coach $7.5, $8 million a year. You got to, that's the only way you can do it. You all thought Josh Hubbard was out for the season too. I never said that. Never came out of my mouth. So didn't happen to me. Will KT hit the portal? Why would he hit the portal? Guys, can we have just a little, just a modicum of common sense? Why would a quarterback who just suffered an injury like that go in the portal? This just, let's just think a little bit, guys. Come on. State should hire Charlie White. What do we, to do what? Run the offense? Come on, guys. The tweeters did. Well, I'm not them, man. I can't help you with that. Yeah, that's just some old-fashioned trolling. Having there. Jed Fish. I mean, why would he leave Washington to come to Mississippi State in this situation? I don't know if that's – I don't know. I don't think that would make a lot of sense. Kiffin? Now we're talking. Now, all right. Throw him, you know, $20 million a year. Lebby said the reports on KT are good. I mean, if that's the case, great. But I will say, Strange Brew Coffee House with a funny tweet. So can you imagine if we went 6-7? The kids would never stop talking about it. That's just funny. Yeah, I mean, he says the initial reports, don't know. Look, if he's out for spring, it's not that big a deal, right? I mean, I'd like to get the development there, but at the end of the day, who cares? I don't know. What's Jackie Sherrill up to these days? He'd be better on special teams. A lot of you guys mentioning Mullen. I just can't see it happening. I just can't. DeBoer. Yeah, you know, get out ahead of the posse there. That's not the worst. Honestly, as bad ideas go, that's the best of them. That's the best of them. He's crushing it at UNLV. He had a good season, but they won 10 games last year. It's not like he came in there and turned them around. Lebby should call Jackson Arnold. Somebody mentioned that earlier. Let's talk about that idea for a second. It's not the worst idea in the world. You're reuniting with Lebby, the coach that believed in you and recruited you. I mean, it would be a great turnaround story if you could make it happen. But, man, I have not seen anything from Jackson Arnold that makes me think that he can play at this level. I don't know. Van Buren. Bring back Van Buren? I don't think that's either one. I don't think either one of those are the correct option. Like I said, with the portal opening today, been told he is hobbling around on both legs in the locker room. All I'm going to say about that is, after State beat Arizona State, Will Whitson was out there hobbling around, and then on Monday his ACL was out. TJ Finley. All right, you guys have brought some much needed levity. Could Mississippi State be school number 7 for TJ Finley? I don't know. I don't know. Really tough. Let's do the Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. Since 1976, Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. We are just over a month away from from Valentine's Day. Boys, it's time to start thinking about those gifts. Go ahead and get them right now at Stones Jewelers. Brennan Thompson, 4 catches, 106 yards, the new single season record for Mississippi State. I'll give it to him. I will give it to him. And so much for that. But Brennan Thompson, a guy that, you know, coming into the season, we didn't know a whole lot about. He became one of the greatest players in school history. So good for him. Wish him the best of luck and hope that he can break the jinx, the streak of Mississippi State not having a drafted wide receiver. Hopefully that will work for him. People are throwing Austin Simmons' name out. I don't hate that idea. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't hate that idea. I think that the ceiling is really high on Simmons. But he's not a good enough runner, I don't think. Honorary diamond to KT. Yeah, I mean, Camario played pretty well tonight. 13 of 22, 241, 18 carries for 63 yards. If the offensive line was worth anything, he would have had well over like 340 yards of offense. In the 340 yards of offense. And what does good mean? That's a great question. You know, I mean, look, I'm sure Levy says the initial reports are good. Crystal Methodist said that he doesn't think the meter was built for these levels of Mississippi stating. I get that. You ready for Ole Miss to win the Natty too? I'm already there, man. I've made my peace with it at this point, and I'm just gonna have to live with it. I'm just hopeful that they don't sell a remote to send us down there because I don't want to do that. If we do that, though, I'm gonna make sure we book a dinner at Joe Stone Crab, and I will spend every dollar that they made on that one. I'll be like, I need two steaks. So, do you think he's saying good to keep the angry mob? I mean, what angry mob? We're here in a chat room, guys. It's not an issue. I don't think that's like catch the flu that day. I mean, what if it's like a week? I can't do it. You know. Yeah, make it worth your while. I will do that. If they send us to Miami, buddy, I'm going to Prime 112. Like, I'll take this side of the menu. I'm angry, buddy. You're not alone. You're not alone. Very, very tough. Very, very tough day for Mississippi State today. And Zach Tucker says, we're not angry anymore. We're just sad. We're all sad. I think there's sir, the people who right now who are angry, and there are the people who are sad. I lean towards the sad, to be totally honest with you. I'm kind of dead inside. This has been a tough couple of days. Let's get Deuce Knight. Again, not the worst. These ideas, first off, there are no such thing as bad ideas in this situation. But secondly, that's not a terrible idea. Not a terrible idea. Go get Womack. Womack? I don't know who that one is. I don't know who that one is. So, yeah, this might be a good week to ask for a raise. Everybody's in a they're in a great mood down there. I should get down to Jackson. I should go down to Jackson on Monday. Bama's DC to do what? To be that again, guys. Why are they going to get it? No. I know he's been a head coach before, but no. Absolutely not. Luka Doncic. Now we're talking. I love Luka. Oh, goodness. Goodness, guys. What a tough night. All right. Enough's enough. I've had enough. I know you have too. College basketball tomorrow, Mississippi State versus Texas at 5 o'clock tip. Maybe that'll be better. I don't know, guys. Not a great start to the year for Mississippi State. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Talk to you then. Thunder and lightning on Sunday, and Robbie will be back, and we'll talk about that. Appreciate all you guys. On a real note, appreciate you guys this year. This post-game show has really taken off this year. Obviously, the Arizona State one was a huge one, but you guys have been here every week. I absolutely appreciate that. We've had some fun moments. We've had some not so fun moments. I've only cursed a couple of times. It was in the same one. You all know what happened. I appreciate each and every one of you who have shown up and been here with me throughout the year. I'm going home. You guys have a great night, and we'll talk to you again really soon. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live Postgame. Here on YouTube, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.